This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was briefly hospitalized following a minor car accident on Wednesday evening. Jerry's son says his dad is now at home resting comfortably. After a leaked Supreme Court document was illegally obtained by Politico, the contents was the nation's highest court might be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Roe v. Wade, in its power, has protected a woman's right, her right, to make decisions about her own body for nearly half a century. If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
If RVW is struck down, the laws on abortion would then be made at the state level. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The armed man who attacked Dave Chappelle on stage in Los Angeles, California, is an inspiring rapper with a temper. Former neighbors say he is known for creating havoc in his apartment complex. 23-year-old Isaiah Lee was arrested after he bum-rushed Chappelle while carrying a strange knife that looks like a handgun. One state has concluded tampons must be in every boy's bathroom at school with instructions.
Every public school in Oregon will soon be required to provide tampons and other feminine products in boys' bathrooms. In addition, those tampons must include instructions on how to use them. The requirement is in accordance with the state's new Menstrual Dignity Act, signed into law by Democratic Governor Kate Brown last year. It mandates that menstrual products be made available in every student bathroom. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Dr. Martin Mower, a former Maryland-based cardiologist who helped invent an automatic implantable defibrillator, has died at the age of 89. Mower and Dr. Michael Mirowski began working in 1969 on developing the miniature defibrillator. As Democrats are running all three branches of the government right now, President Biden continues to attack Americans with a different political ideology.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News reminds half the country the Biden administration has been and will continue coming at you for your beliefs.
We've seen with Joe Biden a politicization of the Department of Justice, a politicization of the FBI, and a weaponization of the federal government. This Biden White House has handed control of their agenda over to the radicals, over to the extreme and the socialists. Remember, this is the same president whose Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a letter to the FBI directing the FBI to target parents as domestic terrorists. This is the same president, this is the same Department of Justice that is keeping peaceful protesters from January 6th in prison, is refusing to answer questions, about solitary confinement is devoting their resources not to, to actually going after bad guys, but to trying to target and punish their political opponents. And it is wrong, and it's profoundly dangerous.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
You know, every once in a while, it's okay to hit the pause button, especially when things are just out of control. You know, it's like the old saying, you know, if you're digging a hole and you're getting deeper, put the shovel down, okay? And this is kind of where we are right now in this country. The mainstream media, the leftist ideologues are just going crazy. It's like we want to say, look, we are going to cancel shovels for a while. We're going to take the shovels away from you because you're too dangerous for yourself and for the next generation coming around the corner. Megan Barth joins us now. She's a founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. Just don't take
Hello, Megan, are you there?
Oh. Yep, I'm here.
I know. Shovels life matters, I guess, now. That's the new movement. Hashtag shovels for everybody, I guess. But, yeah, this is absurd. And of course, the way it's going is, you know, people are going to be tired of digging holes. They're going to start using shovels on one another, hitting each other in the head, you know. It's like this whole animus of this culture that's being fueled by this Biden administration is absurd. And here's the president who said that he was going to be the unifier in chief. And from day one, he's done everything to disunify us. And of course, now he even goes further. He says, look, the mainstream media is not covering enough for me. So I've got to have my own disinformation board. And I'm going to bring somebody who is so qualified. She's just brilliant. Forget about the fact that she's demonstrated anything but brilliant or anything but objective to be the executive director of said board. That doesn't matter. But we're supposed to forget the dystopian things that she has spoken so loudly about, right?
Right. And can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. All right.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a new Ministry of Truth in this country, and, you know, oftentimes people will say, well, geez, Megan, you know, you call Democrats communists. Isn't that a little bit strong language? No, Exhibit A right here, the Ministry of Truth, mm-hmm. In order to silence
right.
the dissent against the regime. And this timing of this Ministry of Truth is not coincidental. It happened literally within 24 hours after Elon Musk promised to bring free speech back to one of the largest communication platforms, that would be Twitter. And so the answer to free speech by the Democrats is just more silence. And then, of course, it's bureaucratic control. So they're going to create this division mm-hmm. under the Department of Homeland Security. The border's not important.
Yeah, because they're doing such a great job right now. Yeah, they're doing such a great job. Let's entrust them with another ball to juggle here, right?
Right. And the director of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, he has no idea about anything, not even the border, but certainly not this new division that he's going to be overseeing. Didn't know anything about the woman that was appointed to the to lead the disinformation board. And so this is actually quite frightening. This is un-American. It's dystopian. If we thought that the MAGA movement was targeted prior, oh, just wait until this disinformation board gets going. Because now they have identified that anybody that does not toe the line of the regime is an enemy of the regime. And this is what dictatorships do.
Well, this is a continuation. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a continuation of what Barack Obama did with the Tea Party, right? I mean, basically, when you think about it, let's cancel the Tea Party. Yeah.
Right. So Barack Obama used the existing arm of the government and through the IRS and threatened the Tea Party, audited the Tea Party, sent them all these crazy questionnaires. Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote, her, you know, they didn't want transparency in elections, so they basically sicked the IRS on her, and it took her over a decade to fight the IRS and $1 million. And that's what regimes do. They isolate, and then they target, and then they try to destroy anybody that comes against them. And Barack Obama really was probably one of the worst, but now that he's running the country again, it's not Joe Biden, he's just decided to create this Ministry of Truth. And so that's what they're going to do. They're not going to necessarily audit us through the IRS anymore or use the NSA to spy on us necessarily. They're just simply going to silence us. And I don't know what the repercussions are, honestly. I mean, no one's really laid it out. Well, what if I say the election was stolen in 2020, which it was? What happens to me? Do I get thrown in a gulag and I've got to break rocks for the next 10 years?
Yeah, you and I both, and many, many along with us. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that because I want to talk, you know, we talked last week about Dinesh D'Souza's movie, which is out this week. And people's eyes are being wide open because the evidence is clear. Speaking of True the Vote and all the great work that they did in purchasing all this information, all this ping, I mean, trillions of data. And video evidence, I mean, it's hard to deny. And, you know, several of my hardcore Democratic friends, all they could do was shrug their shoulders when they saw this.
All they did was shrug their shoulders? Well, that's kind.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I mean, you know, because there was no, which is interesting because, yeah, I mean, you know, here it is. There's criminal activity that's taken place.
Right.
And it's like Atlas shrugged, right? You know, but it was quite the contrast from any time before that you would bring things up. And, oh, my goodness, they were so passionate to, you know, defend their cause and somehow ignore that somebody is incompetent and incapable of completing a sentence could garner 10 million more votes than a previously elected president. And that previously elected president got 10 million more votes than he got when he was elected the first time in 2016. But we're supposed to send all that information aside and believe that Joe Biden could successfully campaign the United States of America, you know, from his basement and win the election.
Right. And this is a well-orchestrated coup is what we witnessed in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They kept saying that, you know, the insurrection was in January 6th. No. The insurrection was in November. And it was a well-orchestrated coup. They stole an election. And that movie, 2000 Mules, I'm quite frankly very happy to see much of my work that I've done over the last 10 years, specifically in the last 2 years prior to the election in 2020 and after the election in 2020 actually come to light. But much of my work was never looked at by any judge around the country because the judges around the country, and Mark Elias did a very good job in changing election laws, and Mark Elias was, a high-profile lawyer for the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. He did a very good job in orchestrating this coup, and I'm glad we're going to break because I need a glass of water.
Exactly. I'm going to say, take a pause, drink some water. We'll be back. We'll pick it up from there. Yes, the work that Catherine Engelbrecht, along with Greg Phillips, and you'll see this in the movie 2000 Mules, it's eye-opening and hard to deny, and maybe this might be the momentum that near 60% of America who has questioned the validity, yes, 60% of America, Republicans and Democrats alike, according to Rasmussen, have their doubts about the 2020 election. We've got more from Megan after she clears her throat after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, continues with us. Megan, you know, tied into what we were talking about earlier, what Barack Obama did with the Tea Parties clearly has affected the voting cycles. I used to say about 8 to 10, but it's actually been continuing. So it's even much more than even a dozen voting cycles clearly have been affected by what Barack Obama did by winking at Lois Lerner, if you remember, to slow walk any request for tax exemption, to delay the process. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what was done in a political realm. And the very thing that Hillary Clinton says we don't do in America, which is the very thing that Barack Obama and the Democrats have done, and she's continued to do. And now we've shifted from the Tea Parties to the MAGAs. Now, as Biden says, he says this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history. This is a president of the United States making such an incendiary, a divisive and flat-out lying statement. And he cannot get away with this. I mean, this is so volatile. And here he is, the president that claimed to be the unifier in chief. I mean, just on that grounds alone, anybody that supports this man in need of some therapy, you know, I feel sorry for you because you're so ideologically fixed, you don't even realize the danger that this president and those who believe in crap like this are doing to this country.
Yeah, so much for the uniter in chief. Instead, again, we have another divider in chief. And that's why I said that, you know, we're not really sure who's running the country, but we certainly know it's not somebody as incapable as Joe Biden. I mean, he simply, my throat's going to really bother me today. He's simply just a figurehead. There is someone definitely pulling the strings. There is somebody obviously writing what he says. Because even Joe Biden over the years, I mean, he was a gaffe machine. We all knew that. He recovered from a stutter. We've all known that. But this type of incendiary language, as you call it, and that's a perfect term, is meant to divide, is meant to basically create a subclass of human beings, and those are Republicans. And then in walks the Minister of Truth. And she is going to do everything in her power in order to deny that subclass the opportunity to freely speak. Mm-hmm. And also, let's not forget, when Jack was running Twitter, he and many other news organizations, tech news organizations, so that would be YouTube and other platforms, Facebook, shared information, they quashed the Hunter Biden story. Mm-hmm. They basically said that that was disinformation, and that was basically in line with what the government wanted them mm-hmm. to do.
And what Jankiewicz had insisted on as well, this new Minister
right,
of Truth.
Jankiewicz right. is the Minister of Truth, right. And so, mm-hmm. and she also has a history with Ukraine. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go ahead and tell our audience so they understand this, because there are clear offenses here that the Democrats and Mayorkas want us to ignore about this candidate. Well, she's no longer a candidate. I mean, she's been appointed as the executive director of yet another, I guess, another needed branch of government that we needed to expand to, right?
Well, and that's the problem here. It's like, well, who this branch of government, Reagan said it best, something, you know, the only thing, you know, longer than life or something is a
yeah,
government.
The closest thing to eternal life, yeah, exactly.
Right, the closest thing to eternal life. And so here we have this communist government agency within the Department of Homeland Security that may never go away unless mm-hmm. we get, of course, the leadership into the Congress in order to defund it. So there will never be one taxpayer dollar to fund this bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. That's what every Republican should be campaigning on, or at least part of their campaign, and then we need to make sure that that entire agency is basically buried, so we'll never see the light of day again.
Exactly. Well, I had tweeted out that, in reference to what you had said earlier, that this was all I found to be quite interesting. This right on the heels of Elon Musk taking over Twitter, saying he was going to make it a free speech platform. So, but remember, see, what we have to recall is the Republicans, again, this is how the Republicans just blow me away here. They passed this bill in 2018 to have it target misinformation from overseas. But it was like they didn't tie it down correctly because the Democrats, you mentioned Mark Elias, I mean, the Democrats are 10-degree black belts in how to navigate a well-intentioned piece of legislation and figure loopholes and how they can squeeze new definitions and new perceptions on this law that was passed. So here we go. You know, I guess evidently our intelligence community is not good enough to be on top of, you know, with all the money that we give them already, they're not good enough to stay on top of misinformation from, you know, from antithetical government operations. So now we need somebody like Jankiewicz, you know, to come in with her prejudicial viewpoint and not really target these malplayers overseas. You know, this is going to be a domestic operation because that is her worldview, you know, time and again, whether it was Hunter Biden. I mean, just go down the list. I somebody had cited that there were six clear, you know, offenses. I mean, you know, even the Steele dossier, she supported that. You know, I mean, it's embarrassing when you go back and you consider, you know, what she, you know, what she has supported. It is so clear that she is a hack and we're putting her in this, high responsibility. And again, to me, the other thing too that I've been saying, Megan, and I'm surprised the mainstream media, this is really a slap in the face to them because I guess they haven't been giving enough cover to Joe Biden and his goofball administration. And so, you know, now we need to have the Ministry of Truth in order to further buttress, you know, the lies and deception of Joe Biden.
Right. And the Democratic Party at large. We can't just the figurehead is Joe Biden. But I refer to the DNC as the Democrat Network of Criminals. And that's exactly what they are. I mean, every time, you know, something comes up, whether it's within the election or the Steele dossier, the leak of the Supreme Court prejudgment, if you will, the opinion of Roe v. Wade. These are coordinated attacks, and it's nearly like dealing with the mob, right? Like kind of an international, you know, criminal organization, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, here we are, whereby now they have the power. When Republicans had total power in the legislative and executive branch, they talked about doing something, and then they scheduled meetings to talk more about doing something at those meetings, and then they scheduled meetings to schedule their next meetings. The problem with the Republican Party, and I think we're seeing an uprise against the establishment, the GOPE, if you will, 22 out of 22 people who Donald Trump endorsed within Indiana and Ohio, I believe, all won their election. And so, you know, you had some establishment candidates that were backed by the establishment lose. J.D. Vance is probably one of the most well-known names that will now face a Democrat in Ohio. This is exactly what we need, is we need to make sure. And I don't know if you saw the numbers come out of Ohio, but twice as many Republicans voted than Democrats in Ohio, and 13% more Republicans voted than in the presidential election. And this is a midterm.
Is this like a spiking of the ball in the end zone by the Republicans here? Kind of a little prescient, you know, meme, if you might say, right?
Right, and this may be the harbinger of things to come, and this is why we're calling this midterm a red wave, because if 13% more of people are showing up in a primary election, just wait until November.
Well, and it's amazing because the Democrat talking heads say, well, no big whoop. It's as expected. You know, they've downplayed the Trump factor. But you know that if it had been the other way around, if J.D. Vance, if Trump was 0-for-6 in Ohio, they would be doing an end zone dance themselves, wouldn't they?
Correct. Exactly.
Well, the MAGA movement continues, ladies and gentlemen. Megan Barth.
From RickandDave.com.
Hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was briefly hospitalized following a minor car accident on Wednesday evening. Jerry's son says his dad is now at home resting comfortably. After a leaked Supreme Court document was illegally obtained by Politico, the contents was the nation's highest court might be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Roe v. Wade, in its power, has protected a woman's right, her right, to make decisions about her own body for nearly half a century. If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
If RVW is struck down, the laws on abortion would then be made at the state level. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, creating a healthy home is one of the top trends in home construction and renovation. Did you know that? Well, joining us with some tips for a healthier home is do-it-yourself TV host Skip Bedell. Yes, the one and only, one of the hardest working contractors in television, who is teaming up with Vitapod to share timely advice for building a healthy body through better hydration. So for 3 years, Skip was a co-host on Spike TV show Catch a Contractor, and he's a regular contributor on Fox and Friends, appearing more than 160 times. Skip, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back, Phil. Great to be here.
Hey, let's talk about creating a healthy home and how it starts with personal health.
Absolutely. Bill, you know, a healthy home starts within, right? So if we have a healthy body, then we move forward with a healthy lifestyle, and we have that energy carrying over to all the things that we do. So recently I was looking into, you know, why Americans are so chronically tired and, you know, feeling lethargic. And as it turns out, about 75% of us are chronically dehydrated on a weekly basis. So who knew? 9 out of 10 people don't get enough fruits and vegetables, which is a big problem, Bill. And the average American, we consume about 300 calories a day of just sugar sugary soft drinks would have no nutritional value. So something's got to change. We got to get the nutrition, and we need to stay hydrated. And that's where, you know, I teamed up with Vitapod. I found this amazing system, and I got to tell you, this thing has really been a game changer for my life. It's the coolest thing. They make a pod similar to, like, you've seen, like, a coffee pod and things like that.
Like a Keurig type thing?
Yes. Similar to that. Exactly right. So the Vitapod, it's packed with vitamins and nutrients, no sugar, no artificial flavors whatsoever, and you mix it up with cold water. It comes with a machine that you can put the pod into, kind of like you'd have like a Keurig machine and put a pod into that, but it filters the water for you, and it makes you a chilled, perfect drink that you can either put in a glass at home, or they have these fantastic gold bottles. It's a thermal bottle that has a cap on the top of it, a gold cap, and you can take the pod and put it into the cap and then shake it, and then you can take the pods with you anywhere you go. You know, I'm on the go a lot,
that's
a great
brilliant
way to do it.
Well, you know, our moms, being since Mother's Day, just right around the corner here, Skip, have always told us that we needed to drink more water and to stay hydrated, and here we are. One way or another, we're going to get back to first principles, as I always say, because they always find a way to come back. But that is the healthy consideration, and as you point out, you know, staying hydrated, we can't stress that enough, can we?
It's really the most important thing, Bill, and it's the thing that we forget the most. Most people, again, are dehydrated. I know myself, many times I don't drink enough water, so even if the water itself is like, you know, the water's kind of boring, so a lot of times we reach for like a sports drink or an energy drink or a soda, and there's no nutritional value to that. So these things not only taste fantastic, but they have nothing but goodness in it. There's no sugar, no artificial, so it's really you're getting the full amount of vegetables and fruits and all the goodness of those things on a daily basis from this pod. And I got to tell you, man, they taste great.
Well, you're getting me excited here. I'm going to have to make sure I check this out for myself. Skip Bedell is an authentic, well-known, engaging TV personality, a licensed home improvement contractor. Skip, you know, some people think, well, do it yourself. You know, you've been doing do-it-yourself TV contracting. You know, how does that relate to health?
Well, listen, you know, so many times over the years, I'm doing things in people's homes that make it a healthy home. It's air filtration, it's water filtration, it's things that we can do to, you know, insulate the home from pathogens and keep bacteria and viruses down. And I'm also very health conscious. I'm very into fitness and nutrition. I have been my whole life. So I have the energy of an 18-year-old, but I won't tell you how old I am because I'm many, many, many more times older than that. But the key to it, Bill, is proper nutrition and proper hydration. And this is something that I've found, you know, when I recommend appliances to people, like a great oven or a refrigerator, if you're going to have an appliance on the counter in your home, this is the one you want to have, because this thing is going to give you a great drink. And the kids love it too. That's what's cool, Bill. The kids, rather than reaching for, let's say, like a sports drink or a sugary soda, they love this. It tastes great, and they can put it in the machine, and they can actually watch it being mixed. It has like a clear little window in the front, like a centrifuge, so the kids can watch their drinks being made. So it's really great for everybody, people with kids and also people like myself who need that energy all day. You know, I'm completely off of coffee now. I love coffee, and I stopped drinking it because it's really not good for you. This you have all the energy you get from coffee, but without any of the bad stuff. So this has been a game changer for me.
Again, remind us, Skip, of the ingredients that are in these pods, because you said it's, you know, it's vegetables and fruits all, you know, combined.
Yeah.
Is that right? Did I hear that right?
That's right. It's got vitamins and nutrients, electrolytes, and flavonoids. You know, a lot of people don't even know what flavonoids are. Flavonoids are what's in superfoods, things like berries and other types of fruits, and they're what protects the cells in the fruit. When we take flavonoids in, it also protects our cells from free radicals and oxidation and things like that that cause sickness and disease. So when you put what's working inside the fruit inside your body, it has that similar effect. So what's cool is that the pods, they come in different flavors. They have an energy pod, an immunity pod, they have a sports pod. Bill, they even have a beauty pod, which is great for your skin and collagen. The women, they love the beauty pod. The kids love the sports pod. I like the energy pod because, again, it gives me that pickup like midday when I need a coffee. And the best part is, Bill, they're really easy on the wallet, too. It only costs about 60 cents per drink, which is about one quarter of the cost of a vitamin drink in the store. So So I highly recommend this. I mean, it's really been a game changer for me and my whole family. We have people that use it when they're young kids, and they love it. They've, like, totally thrown out the soda completely.
Well, I can imagine and understand now why you're so so much a believer in Vitapod. I mean, you're walking proof that this makes a difference in your family members. I mean, hey, look at if everybody is finding something in a Vitapod that benefits them, that's excellent. Any final thoughts here as we wrap things up, Skip?
Yeah, I would say everyone, you know, definitely check out this website. You will be amazed at what's going on with this product. You know, I was fortunate enough to meet the creator, the founder of this, and he said that when he made this, it was because he had five kids that he raised, and he wished something like this was available back when he was raising his kids, because it's so hard to know if you're getting the proper amount of hydration into the kids, if they're drinking enough, or if they're getting enough nutrition. So this is an easy way. You pop a pod in the glass, in the machine, and you know the kids are getting everything they need. And that's really why he made it. It was a solution to a problem that we as Americans have, you know. So we got the hydration, we got the nutrition, and it, on top of all of that, Bill, it tastes great. So
yeah,
it's a great way to go.
Comes in some fun, great tasting flavors for you as well. And again, well, or I guess for the first time, Skip, we talked about the website, but we didn't give them the website. So we got time. Give them the website. Go ahead.
Absolutely, yes. Please, I tell everyone, it's so important to check this out. It's going to change your life when you drink this. It's VitapodWorld.com. VitapodWorld.com.
He's a do-it-yourself TV host, and now you know why he's a healthy living advocate here today to share this wonderful new drink and machine. And you go to Vitapod.world.com, Vitapodworld.com for all the information. Skip Bedell, thank you for being with us. Have a great day. Stay healthy,
thanks,
my friend.
Thanks so much, Bill. Have a great one.
A great word on the heels of Skip's presentation. You ready for this word for the day? Adorbs. Adorbs, okay? It's adorbs is commonly used by millennials. See, millennials get this right away. The rest of us folks, adorbs, what the, where did that come from? Well, millennials got it. It's right there on the tip of their tongue always. It describes things of a certain aesthetic or things that evoke a particularly pleasant feeling in our minds and bodies. Boy, do we need lots of adorbs like what Skip was sharing with us, even as we go through our day. It describes something that is inspiring. Great delight, huh? And I would only hope that you would run into all kinds of adorbs today. Something that would inspire you and give you great delight. That is something that adorbs makes us feel happy or fuzzy on the inside, huh? When was the last time you felt fuzzy on the inside? I mean, for me, probably the last time when I was riding my bike around the lake and I got a hold of a bug that went down. You're going, oh, what? We know what's going to happen. Because for a moment, you got to do some self-diagnostic. Go, is this bug going to hurt me? But no, it just gets you a fuzzy feeling inside, so you think you're okay. So you get the good kind of adorbs that does no harm. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. Dr. Ted Baer from Movie Guide is next.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's great to have Dr. Ted Baer. Yes, the one and only, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview, with the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, happy day to you. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be with you. It's got to be good because it makes Wednesday a better day. And I don't know when you're playing this, but it's nice on Wednesday.
Well, you know, and I want to tell people, yes, we do. We pre-record this on Wednesday. It's played back every Thursday. So I don't want you to be surprised by hearing the dates, because Dr. Ted is so busy. Whenever we can get a chance to, you know, get him on with us and be able to talk about movies, and especially we got a great movie, The Bad Guys, doing a great job, this family-friendly content, which has commanded domestic box office for the second week, right?
Well, you know, we expect it because we see it every year. Mm-hmm. Hollywood never expects it. So, you know, they sort of, the Hollywood press, the entertainment press, including the big papers like the LA Times and the New York Times, you know, because you've been in this a long time, they try to ignore this. But the number one movie is a movie about a bunch of bad guys. We're all sinners. Repenting and turning their lives around. And we had, you know, an interview with one of the directors, and he said, this is my intention. This is what I want to do, show that people can be transformed. So if only everybody in Hollywood was transformed, it would make a big difference. Every big movie this year has been a family-oriented movie. Now, you'd think that if anybody wanted to make money, they'd realize that.
Yeah, you would think so. The data is pretty empirical, which is what you've been showing them time and again.
Every year, we're printing out the new reports, the entertainment industry, and we're going to send it to every movie head, and we're going to tell them, you know, look, this is about what Christianity is, that people are fallen, people are mean, people are selfish, people are self-centered, and when they can be turned around by the power of God's grace. So this is all good news.
Yeah, and when they do good, they feel good. That's the theme of this movie. I mean, you got these knuckleheads, right? I mean, you know, exactly. And even in our moments, not that anybody has reached perfection, we get that. But when you have those moments when you do good, there is that commanding feeling, and that's what makes this movie so relatable.
Yeah, it is a very friendly. You know, they're a bunch of bad guys. Everybody does. Most people don't like snakes, or they don't like sharks, or they don't, and piranhas. You know, I never wanted to put my foot into a river in Brazil with piranhas in it. I mean, I just thought that.
Or even tarantulas, right? Spideys. Spideys. Get me.
Of course, yeah. Disney films always showed the piranha eating you up before you could even get out of the river, which I don't think happens. And tarantulas, all those things. Now, you know, they're not that bad in real life, but they are bad in our imagination.
Well, exactly. Well, tarantulas' lives matter, Ted. I'm just saying, you know, and they've been.
Especially in Southern California, because we have tarantulas here, and most of them are not deadly.
Yes.
I used to live in Hidden Valley and near Dean Martin's place, and, you know, every day I come home, the screen door, there was some giant tarantula there. I mean, giant.
Yeah.
And you know, you just walk in, you get used to them until they jump on you and try to eat you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But they get such a bad rap. But you're right. I mean, they look so scary. It's kind of like, remember the, what was it called? The potato head, the potato bugs? You know, those things used to just, I would dream about potato bugs when I was a kid. They just looked so frightening, you know.
Scorpions are also frightening. And I on an island off of Venezuela years ago, and a scorpion was scurrying around with its little tail as if it was about to sting you. And then I found out that there are over 1,000 varieties of scorpions, and only about 4 or 5 are deadly. Oh. But the trouble is, Bill, I can't recognize the difference between.
That's what I'm going to say. How do you know the difference? You know, it's like,
they all look the same to me. They look like this crazy creature with his, you know, about to sting you with his tail. So there we go.
Exactly. Hey, let's talk about the heartbeat bill, what happened in Texas. And, of course, right now, a lot of controversy because of the leaked information on the SCOTUS decision regarding Roe v. Wade. Boy, this is the big 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, and somebody took it upon themselves to leak this information. This is unprecedented. And, you know, I think something to note here, Ted, that I've watched is that the number of pro-choice abortionists that are demonstrating are not the big numbers that were out there even 10 years ago.
Very,
have you noticed
very
that?
Small.
Right.
They're very small. In fact,
and I think that's quite revealing on its face, don't you?
Well, the big news, and we've had this in Movie Guide because we go on, you know, the side of life. Is that the younger generation is overwhelmingly pro-life. It's quite amazing because I thought they'd keep drifting into more and more death, the society of death, but they're not. They're coming back, and that's only by God's grace. And the Supreme Court, I never thought it would come back. You know, I worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, in the early 70s, 69 to 72 or something. And, you know, that was the height of the kill your baby movement. And the height of the of rising LGBT and the riots and, you know, and all that stuff. I'm not going to even quote what it said. So this is pretty incredible. And, of course, everybody on the liberal side, which is really not liberal anymore. It's not 18th century liberalism, which meant freedoms to do what you want. This is hardcore demanding communism type. You do what we say or else, is very angry about this.
Yeah.
And you know that I can't blame any Supreme Court justice, but it must have been one of the Supreme Court justices or one of their interns who actually leaked the information on purpose to cause this firestorm. And the question is, what will happen? Because in the past, they would be impeached. They'd be forced to leave the Supreme Court. Now, that sounds good until you realize that the president will appoint somebody else who will be even worse. You won't know the difference between a woman and something right. else.
Exactly.
Confused by biology. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we want to lose any Supreme Court, because actually some of them have been voting surprisingly not what you'd expect. And mm-hmm. we've got to pray.
Exactly. What happens is, get ready. This will probably ignite again some passion from the left about packing the court. And so that's inevitable to come up.
I wanted to do since FDR, who we all love, but he used to introduce his meetings, "Good morning, young socialists." And I have an interview with one of the people that many years ago who was there in Yalta, and FDR gave away half of Europe to the Soviet Union. So he wasn't as glamorous as we think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and here we are dealing with, this explosive news that is out there that will play out the way it is, the way it shall play out. And this is, people need to keep in context here exactly what this decision will do. It returns the issue of abortion back to the states, moves it away from federal control and, dare I say, federal monies, which is our tax money, which they found a way for, to force the American people to pay for abortion.
I know. And California is at the front line. Newsom said that he was going to fight it all his life. Right. Now, Gavin, I keep saying Gruesome because he's really bad, but, he's always on the far, and his brain doesn't work as well as it should. So we'll just leave him to rant and rave in California and make it a safe state for criminals and everybody else. And
we need to pray that God would save his soul. That's for sure. Let's talk specifically about, one of the commentaries in Movie Guide, and that's the Texas abortion heartbeat law that stands after an appeal court decision. And hooray, babies will be saved, right?
Babies are being saved, and they're being saved mm-hmm. in an amazing way. And it's probably annoying a lot of people. So we're very happy about it. I mean, I think it's delightful. I've got 15 grandchildren and nine of them from Australia, Tasmania. They're all here because my wife is in serious, health issues. So they're all here.
Well, thank God for the blessings of God, Ted. And that, I've often said, and I tell my kids this, that experience defines preference. And we've had a lot of experience in 1973 and this groundswell organic movement by women who have experienced the ill effects of abortion and realized that they've been lied to. The science that we were told here recently that we should follow is quite clear that this is a baby. And it's not some inconsequential piece of flesh that can be removed from the body and have no effect whatsoever. But, babies being aborted has been so destructive and mind-blowing and psychologically damaging to women and, dare I say, an increasing number of men who have realized, oh, my God, what have I done, right? We got about a minute left here, Ted. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to point out another article in Movie Guide that people might want to look at is about Glamour, which has gone far crazy. The British version of Glamour has actress Megan Fox saying that she and Machine Gun Kelly, her fiance, drink each other's blood. And the worst part about it is it talks about her, she grew up in the church. Now she engages in every form of occult activity as possible. The Bible condemns everything she says she's proud of doing. But, I grew up in the entertainment industry.
He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Ted, Godspeed. Take care.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.